discovered something great. It's Rely, a new tampon from Procter & Gamble. It's really different and better. Rely is a major improvement in tampons. So it's a major improvement in feminine protection. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself what makes...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
Do you go camping?
No.
Ever?
Nope.
The urge has never really gotten to you?
Negative.
Me neither, because the idea of sleeping in the mud makes no sense to me at all.
I don't like not having the ability to go to a toilet.
Wow, look at you get right to the point.
I have to go to the bathroom. Let me go pee on a bush. Sorry.
So that's the whole key to everything in your life.
I don't like it.
If there's a toilet not involved, or at least nearby... It's not for you.
It isn't really.
I like that. You just sum the whole thing up. We don't even need to do the story at this point, folks.
Done.
So stay with us now anyway. There are ways you can use a common everyday, well, maybe every 28-day item to be able to save your life.
Mm.
If you're in the wilderness and you're camping and things go horribly awry.
Wow.
And do you know what that item is?
Well,
it's sold on that aisle in the supermarket. Yes. It's the tampon, folks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We stumbled across this article. Super survival expert Creek Stewart. Now, the fact that his first name is Creek is a little weird. That's like a mechanic with the first name of Chevy or something
That's
like that.
That's not his real name.
Well, he's the founder of Willow Haven Outdoor. He knows all about how to use the tools around him to help in dangerous situations. He's been teaching wilderness survival for 15 years, blah, blah, blah. So, he came across a tampon, and he realized that it has so many more uses than the use that you're thinking about right now, all right? And so you're out there in the woods, things go bad, maybe there's a bear coming down on you, whip out a tampon, and you will survive this happenstance.
Mm.
Here we go, the first one. Tool number one, bandages.
Well, this makes sense, I guess.
Tampons are made from super absorbent cotton, so they can make for really great medical bandages. Military medics carry tampons in their med kits
really?
To bandage bullet wounds, but they can work as makeshift bandages for all types of wounds with just a bit of tape. Do I know what?
I saw something, I don't know if it was on social media or whatever, but apparently there is some gadget that's just been invented that is a syringe that has little like high absorbent cotton balls on the inside,
so you can like just draw out moisture
that you can you like shoot it into like an open wound, and these cotton balls come out
Ooh.
Into like the blood or whatever, and it absorbs and it stops bleeding. That's what I thought of when I saw this commercial.
See?
I was like, isn't that a tampon?
Maybe that's where they stole it from. Somebody used the tampon for that idea.
Maybe.
It goes with the little cardboard tubey thingy, and it comes out, or the syringe, and there you go.
This is making me very uncomfortable.
I never thought I'd be describing a tampon or the use of which on the air ever in my life. So I look at you as I'm describing this. It's a conversation we never thought we would ever have.
Oh, boy.
So, all right. So we'll move along from the bandages. You know what? I was attacked. It was D-Day back in 1944, the only thing that saved my life. Thank God that Jim McGimney, the local medic, he had 9 tampons in his med bag. That's why I'm here today. See?
Water filters, number two.
Yes. By pushing a tampon into the neck of a water bottle,
okay.
Creek shows how easily you can make a crude water filter. While the tampon won't filter out any chemicals or heavy metals, it'll filter out sediment and other particles.
Interesting.
Creek simply fills the bottle with dirty water and lets it filter out through the tampon into the other half of the bottle waiting below. Wait a minute. I don't think I'd still trust this water.
No, me either. I mean, but I guess if it's, if you don't drink the water, you're going to die type of situation.
That's true.
It's better than nothing.
So the tampon will save your life.
Because this is saving life tactics, right?
Well, that's the whole idea.
Right.
If not, it's just, kicks in the woods on a weekend trying to do funny things with a tampon. Now, the next one, I'm going to let you read this, and I'm going to try to figure this out. Fire starter. Tell me how I can start fire with a tampon.
Here it says, because cotton can be a great fire starter by using just a piece of it, you can create a nice, steady fire. Okay, so cotton is flammable.
But what if you don't have anything to incite the fire?
Well,
can the tampon just burst into flames?
No.
Have you ever run into this problem yourself?
Well,
in all your years of womanhood, no, it doesn't just burst into flames.
No.
Uh-oh. Not coming into work today. I had a hard time with a wrangling type of tampon that just burst into flames on me this morning. No, that doesn't happen.
No.
So I guess once you can start the fire in some way, shape, or form, it will burn
burn
like quickly.
This makes no sense to me. If you have a lighter, what do you need this for?
Right.
Light a twig or some leaves.
Here's a question. This guy Creek, who's supposed to be this 15-year survival specialist or whatever, hasn't he ever heard of the old taking two sticks and rubbing them together thing? Doesn't that just work in the woods too? So what? If you don't have a tampon,
this
you will
freeze?
This is
the
freeze.
Most... Creek, you are the most ridiculous man on this earth, and I don't like this list at all. I just want everyone to know that I did not choose this.
Yes.
Women who are offended right now, do not write me the hate mail, because you wait till you hear the rest of this list.
Tool 4, straw filter. When in dire need of water with no other options, here we go again with the water, the applicator with a piece of cotton placed in the middle can work as a straw filter. That's got to be hard to suck the water through it then. Creek shows how it's easy to drink water through the straw in his video, which obviously we don't have. It filters out sediment and large particles through the cotton of the tampon. Now, if you're out there with other people, let's say you went a guy's weekend out and someone was smart enough to bring the tampon. I know I would feel like a fool trying to slurp my water through a tampon applicator so that I can guarantee that it's clean. I think I'd stay thirsty.
This guy needs to go back under the rock where he came from with this list, because you know what? That's fine that he's done them all.
He's an expert.
But is this man just trying to...
He's saving lives.
...get some type of publicity, or... You know how people say weird stuff on social media just hoping that they're going to get their 15 minutes
maybe
of fame?
Creek... Well, look, here
we
are.
We're giving it to him, unfortunately.
Creek is now on tons of radio stations across the country. He's all over the fancy new gadgets because of him and his expertise with said tampon. Now, here's another one. I'm thinking maybe this is if you need some ambiance out of the campsite, a candle wick.
Stop it. Stop.
The cotton string. It can also work perfectly as a candle wick. Then he showed how to create a makeshift candle from a shell using some animal fat and the tampon string.
So how do you get the animal fat? If you're in a fight or flight situation, you're about to die. Where's the animal fat coming from,
Here
Creek?
Here we go. This is what happens, okay? You already have the applicator. It's a hard, cylindrical, cardboard item. If you strike the animal in just the right spot, you will probably kill the animal. If you can then, if you're handy with said applicator, cut the fat away from the animal to create this candle, and then all you got to do is just kind of just put the string on, and we already know that tampons can burst into flames at any time.
So disappointed.
So it's already starting the fire, and now it doubles as a candle wick.
So
just what you got to do, make sure the string is separated from the cotton, so when it bursts into flame on its own, you don't lose the string in the fire. And that's how you have the candle.
I'm at a loss for words right now with this, right? I'm so disappointed in the male race,
you know,
because Creek is a part of the male species. And
here's an idea.
Wait a minute. Because the list gets more ridiculous
it
as it goes on.
But I have an idea. The folks at Yankee Candle may just have stumbled onto their newest item. The great outdoors. There you are. It's late at night. And once you've killed the animal with the tampon, and you've created the fire, and you've got the little string burning, here's the smell of the ambiance of the outdoors. See? That's their new... That is their new scent. It's a whole new thing. They will be calling us immediately. No? How about an animal trap?
See, okay, I'm like, really? The small cotton string of the tampon could have other uses as well as an impromptu animal trap. Ed, elaborate.
Okay, now the string. See, now you need other things, because what you want to do is you would probably need a cardboard box or a stick. You can get the stick in the woods.
Sure.
So what you do is you have the stick standing up from the ground to the top of the box to hold the box up. You have the string. You haven't burned it yet for the candle. This has to come before the candle. And what you do is when the varmint goes inside and you want to trap said varmint, you pull the string.
Right.
Out comes the stick and the box falls down on top and you got yourself a trapped animal.
And how long do you think this string is that you're able to stick your arm in there without the varmint running away?
We're talking about a very small varmint because in my experiences with these items, and I've had some interesting experiences with these items, memory serves me correct that they're about maybe, 2 inches for the string. So, all right, maybe you want to trap a bug or a crawling bug of some kind, and that's how you do it, and you pull real fast and you trap it.
This is number 7.
Yes.
Is my favorite one because I think that I would use this on Creek for making this list.
A blow dart.
A poisonous blow dart right into this guy's neck for making this list.
Who doesn't need a good blow dart every once in a while? I know I do.
This may seem extreme. It starts off with the blow darts are a silent and easy way to hunt for dinner in the wild.
Yes.
Wow. The cotton of the tampon can be quite effective as the blow dart fletching.
Fletching? What is a... Wait, that's a verb I'm not familiar with.
I'm not sure. I've never, you know, actually used this. While it might seem surprising, a tampon really can be one of the handiest tools to have with you in a survival situation.
I don't know what blow dart fletching is, but you know what? We live in the modern age, so let's find out. Here we go.
Okay, let's see.
Blow dart fletching. Let's see. Acme Deluxe Blowgun Dart Kit. Doesn't say about fletching. Or here we go, sensiblesurvival.org. Make a cotton fletched blow dart. So you can actually do these things. And you laugh at this. People have had their lives saved because of fletching blow darts.
I'm not laughing. I'm just saying that all of these things that he's saying we can use one of these things for, we can use other things for that you will probably have handy more so than a feminine product.
And the moral of the story is, if the woman in your life switched to maxi pads, you will die in the wilderness because you will not have the opportunity to save yourself with said tampon.
This is such a strange segment.
Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Starfall.
And this is America Weekend, helping you survive on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.